Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about the latest travel news, trends, and travel tips in general. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Some good news about passport renewals in the past week or so, where you can renew your passport online.
I think this is a great idea. And hopefully, I haven't gone through the process, but hopefully I can hear from travelers and listeners of the podcast what they think. But it's supposedly supposed to become a whole lot easier. And, you know, some people have been putting it off because they just don't want to stand in line or deal with the mailing paperwork. Mm-hmm. So the federal government has expanded its online passport renewal to all eligible adult Canadians. And it's supposed to modernize passport services, reduce wait at passport offices, and make travel preparation more convenient. So eligible Canadians can now renew their passport. It's called the Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada. It's IRCC. It's an online portal, and it allows everything to happen from the comfort of your home. So to be eligible, you must be at least 16 years old and when your current passport is issued, and you must it must be a regular 5 or 10 year adult passport that was issued in the last 15 years. And your passport must be expiring within the next 6 months or have expired more than 6 months ago. And I'm just going to interject here because in previous to this, if your passport expired, it was not a renewal. It was like applying for a whole new passport, which encompassing more information and different other components that you had to do. So I think this is an interesting thing. From a personal perspective, I like getting the 10-year passport. Just because 5 years, you kind of have to start thinking about it within 4.5 years. Yeah. So it just gives you more value for your money. In addition to this new renewal process, it can't be damaged, lost, stolen, or your personal information, including your name, date of birth, place of birth, gender identifier, must remain the same. So if you've changed any of these key personal information or applying for a child's passport, you need to use the regular application process. And it's you can do this application on your computer or mobile device. So most people have that. Maybe not a mobile device. Maybe there's some holdouts there. But hopefully most people have a computer. Or, you know, I'm going to make a plug because I really enjoy having access to the Calgary Public Library. There's computers there that you can use as well. You can upload a digital passport photo that was taken in person by a commercial photographer. Provide digital copies of any required supporting documents. Complete the application and pay securely online. So you don't have to print forms. There's no mailing paperwork. There's no standing in line, provided you're eligible. A few things to keep in mind before you apply. Online renewals are currently available only both if you have a home and mailing address in Canada. Don't leave your renewal until just before your trip. The government recommends using the online renewal service only if you don't need your passport for at least 20 business days plus mailing time. Once your application is accepted for processing, your current passport is canceled and you can no longer use it for travel. But the good news is you'll be able to track the process of your application online from start to finish. And then, you know, for seasoned travelers, you know this really well. Don't wait until your passport expires before checking it. Most countries require passports to be valid at least 6 months beyond your travel dates. And even if it's still technically valid, you could be denied boarding entry if it doesn't meet the destination's requirements. So take a few extra minutes to make sure your digital photo, passport photo meets all the government specifications. Incorrect or unacceptable photos remain one of the most common reasons passport applications are delayed. And actually, that happened to me when I did the passport in the regular process. I went to this location that's supposed to be known for taking their passports, went to the passport office, and it was too dark, the photo. So I luckily, there was a photo stop downstairs, and I got it renewed and had to go back in line, though. But it does, mm-hmm. it does happen.
That happened and, to me, too.
Really?
Yeah, there was a shadow in the above my head or something like that. And so they rejected it and I had to get a new one.
I know.
That was previous. Like, I just renewed my passport just in the last fall, I think it was. So I'm good for another 9 years before I have to do this all over again. But it is good news. By then, I hope they have ironed out all the bugs.
Yes, absolutely. And then once your new passport arrives, don't tuck it away until your next trip. Sign it, make a secure digital copy of the identification page, and consider leaving another copy with a trusted family member or friend. Even if your passport is ever stolen or lost while traveling, having this information readily available can make replacing it much easier.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also a good reminder. Your passport is only one part of your travel documentation. You know, before every international trip, check with whether your destination requires a visa, an electronic travel authorization, proof of onward travel, or other entry documents. And requirements can change, so it's worth reconfirming them before you book or you depart. And for families, just remember that the children's passports are not eligible for online renewal, and it has to be renewed through standard application process. And they have a shorter validity period than adults' passports. They are 5 years, where we could be 10 or 5 years as an adult. And then if you, if you do have a major international trip plan, don't rely on estimated processing times. So whenever possible, wait until your new passport is in hand before making non-refundable travel arrangements, or if it's like 8 to a year in advance. I think you're safe then, but not if it's a month or so. Just be careful of that. We don't want any, I've definitely seen it. Like, there could be a strike with the passport office. That does really change processing times.
I wonder if this is a result of the backlash that the passport office received after all those complaints of slow times.
Yeah, some people were very frantic because they just didn't know when their passport was coming. So, you know, if that's a learning, that's a good learning. And it was good that they took care of it, or they, you know, saw the issue and they adjusted accordingly, because I think it's really important. Mm-hmm. Just to share with you current passport fees. So for a 5-year adult passport, it's $122.50. For a 10-year adult passport, it's $163.50. And for a child passport, it's $58.50. Additional fees apply for expedited, urgent, or overseas applications. And you can view the full details and submit payments through the Government of Canada passport portal.
It's always a good idea to check when your passport expires, because you don't want to have that panic situation when you're leaving and suddenly realize a couple of days before you go that your passport doesn't qualify or has expired. So, and even if you don't want to do the online one, it reduces the lineups, making the actual in-person application speedier, I would think, too.
Oh, that's a very good point. You know, that's a good, result of this new process. So, good point. I think when it were, you know, people that live in rural areas might enjoy this, because sometimes you would have to go into Calgary or another destination. So I think rural Canadians might enjoy this too as well.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yes.
Next week, you're going to be away, so give us a teaser.
Oh yes. Yeah. So I am lucky enough. We are traveling on the Oceania Vista. We are going through the UK and into different parts of Northern Europe, and hopefully we're going to get to see an eclipse that's there. So I will get to tell you about, my trip over with WestJet, going into Belfast, and then starting my adventure for 15 days. So looking forward to it, to telling you about the ship and the destinations.
Sounds exciting. Can't wait to hear about it. Ananta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Looking forward to hearing more about your adventures next week. Thanks, Ananta.
Have a good week.